Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Oh, they don't sound like y'all awake. Let me try that again. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
All right, I saw some of y'all put a little into it. That's all right. You got up this morning. It is a good morning. You got clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. It is a good morning. You were able to have nourishment and to be in a portion of your right mind. You ought to be happy this morning. I did say a portion. Let us pray. Lord God, as I come before these your people, and I stand before you myself this day, Lord, I ask you to renew me and to wash me clean in this moment. Let the very words I speak, O Lord, be the words you desire for me and your people to hear this day. Let us, O God, hear what you desire to be placed not only in our hearts, but for our journey yet ahead. Come, Holy Spirit, in this moment, I pray. Amen. I'd be remiss if I told you that this passage of Scripture did not contain my life verse in it. And so when I looked and saw that this was one of the texts that could be used this day, I readily, my heart bubbled up, and I was like, oh, I was talking to Susan, and I said, Susan, and I were talking about what text might be used today. I said, Susan, we got to use the Micah passage today. Little did I know when I was thinking about this, just what would be going on in this nation at the time in which this passage is to be read for you this morning. Little did I know when I was so excited about this text and it bubbled in my heart like the star that the wise people would have seen, there was something exciting about this text. But little would I know what would be happening in our nation's court this week. Little would I know how there would be folks this day who have been watching this impeachment trial that has been going on, and how disparaging they would be, how sad so many folks are. How a court system and how a system of jurisprudence is supposed to work is now being pushed into some sort of way that makes folks feel like, where is our democracy going? What is happening in our nation? When truth is being withheld, when evidence is not being brought forth, when something that might be able to shed light on something is not done. Especially for me, knowing how many of my black brothers and sisters are sitting in the nation's jails and prison because evidence that would have brought light to their case was never brought forth. Things that would have made their case a no-brainer, walk out and go home, they are now locked in prison cells because evidence was not given. Or in some cases, evidence that was given was tainted and misused and taken into places that it shouldn't have been. And yet, this is the system that we have. This is the court system that we live in. And it is a sad state of affairs this day to have so many who are so burdened by this system that is seemingly inadequate, that is not doing its full job. And then I realized why this Micah passage was so vital for us this morning. I realize why this Micah passage was needed for you and me, because we do need God in court. We need God in the courthouse. We need God in the Senate. We need God in the House of Representatives. We need God in the county government. We need God in the local government. We need God among our aldermen. We need God in those roles of power and authority. In essence, my brothers and sisters, this passage is reminding us we need God in court. Whatever that court may be, including the court of opinion, which we all have mercy. We all need God in the court as we look at what is transpiring, not only in our nation, not only in our communities, but also in our world. You've heard this passage before you in different portions three times this morning. And why would this passage, why would this lead into this, to this message today be about God in court? And it is specific because in Micah has spent the first five chapters trying to talk to the children of God, trying to tell them that they have been disobedient to what God desires of them. They have mistreated folks that are in their communities. The leadership and the power that be, the elite government that is, the courthouse that it was mistreating those of God's people. They were taking advantage of them in every which way they could. The poor, which were many, were kept poor. And those who were in power would do everything they could to maintain it, to hold on to it. And after spending five chapters right now trying to tell the people of God that you need to listen to what God desires of you, that you need to know. And in fact, he has spent time telling them that they ought to seek justice, they ought to love kindness, and they ought to walk humbly with God. But somehow they missed that message. Somehow they don't get it. Somehow it's still about their own need for power, their own need for greed. It's still about them being at the top and those who are at the bottom staying right where they were. Somehow they don't get it. The rulers and leaders of the day are using the court system as we're using it today for our own sense of control, our own sense of power, our own sense of elitism. Meanwhile, the very people for which the system was built to make a better way, an equal way, a shared way, a just way, a loving way, they are the very ones who are being abused by the system. They are the very ones who are being placed on the outside, never allowed in. And so by the time we get to the sixth chapter, I want to believe that in this case, God through Micah is saying, let's go to court. Because I can't explain it any other way to you. I can't get it across to you that what you are doing is not right. How you are living is not just. How you are being is not loving. How you are caring is not for the God who brought you through many trials and tribulations. When you look on our Senate right now and in our House of Representatives, and you look at how we are doing this trial and how we're doing this impeachment process, you got to wonder, where is God in the midst of this? And you can't help that if God was there, if God was sitting in there, if they had invited God in, that, oh my goodness, the very text from which we have this morning, it'd be a different trial. It would be a different way. Because God starts out by saying, hear my controversy, hear my concern, hear my complaint of you. Because yes, I've got issues with you. There's some issues with how you are taking care of my people, how you are mistreating them and abusing them. But I just want to know, why are you doing such a thing? What have I done to you, the Lord says? What have I done that would cause you to be this disobedient? What have I done that would call you to turn away from me? What have I done to you? Okay, wait a minute. Let me just explain to you what I see as your God. I see that I have brought you out of the land of Egypt. When you were being enslaved, it was me who sent someone to you. And so I brought you out of this location for which you were being mistreated, talked about, misused, abused. I, your God, brought you out of that. I was the one who helped you escape out of slavery when you crossed over into the other side. It was I who allowed you to once again be a people that's free. And it was I who sent you leaders in the name of Moses and Aaron and Miriam, that you might go forth and you might hear the word of God from your very own leadership, your very own leaders who were being obedient to the word of God. And this is how God presents God's case, as I would hope that in our current trial situation, we could present a case such as this. For indeed, it is God who has created us, molded us, shaped us, and it was God who has granted us all of the greatness that we have. And yet, we give God nothing. We give God nothing. It is all about trying to hold on to the very power and essence of who we already are. He says to them, remember when there were plots against you? Remember when King Balak had an idea of what he would do with you? Remember when Balaam had a plan against you? Remember what happened in Shittim and Gilgal? Remember what happened? It was I who was there for you. It was I who protected you. Remember what I have done for you. I have given you life. This is what God's case is. This is what God's case is and ought to be in every courtroom in America. It ought to be, what has God done for me? And how do I look at that person who is sitting before me? What is right? What is just? What is true? And if I honor that, I will do the right thing. I will not hold back witnesses. I will not turn away from a deaf ear from what is being said. I will stand and I will face the accusers and I will be able to defend with all integrity and with all honesty. But that has not been our court system. And if we're looking at this impeachment trial going on, we're reminded once again of how our court system works for those who have money, for those who have power, and for those we have granted leadership. And so what defense do you have as the defendants in this case? What do you have to bring before God? And what can they say? Their defense is simply, what can I give you? How can I pay you off? Can I give you 1,000 rams? Can I give you rivers filled with oil? Should I give you my firstborn? It's not about, shall I repent? It's not about, shall I turn around? It's not about, shall I let go of the power and authority that I have? It's not about, shall I do what is right? Look out now. No, it's about, how can I pay you off, Susan? How can I give you something that will wash this away, that will send it away? In our court system today, it's like, well, if Bolton wants to testify, we'll just deny him to testify. That'll clear that right up. We just will fix a system that makes it sort of go away. That is what is asked. That is what they use as their defense, is what can we give to let this go away? What can we give to let this pass? And then the answer comes. An answer that I'm sure they didn't expect. An answer I'm sure that no one wanted to hear. For indeed, Malachi has spent 5 chapters trying to tell you to love kindness, to do justice, and to walk humbly with your God. But somehow you didn't get the message. Somehow you don't understand. Somehow in God's court, God has to say it explicitly to you. And what does the Lord require of you? Requires you to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. That is what God wants of our system. That's what God wants of our church. That's what God wants of God's people, that we will do justice, that we will love kindness, and that we will walk humbly with God. It doesn't matter if it costs you your stuff, because some of us need to let go of some of the stuff we got. Some of us got too much stuff. I might call it something else, but some of us got too much that we already have that we need to let go of. But in God's court, God is asking you and me to check ourselves, to look at ourselves and ask ourselves the very question, are we doing justice? Are we loving kindness? Are we walking humbly with God? Or are we just like the court of a long time ago and the court today? Are we simply trying to protect our own stuff? Are we simply trying to protect our own power and prestige? Are we simply looking at our own selves, at our own need and our own greed, but not looking at what is going on with our fellow brothers and sisters? When I look at our court system and realize what we are doing to the immigrant who is trying to come into this nation. When I look at how we are doing this impeachment trial that is going on. When I look at our court system, I sat in court 2 weeks ago with my nephew. Has anybody been to court before in a trial? Raise your hand if you've been to court in a trial. I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not, here's a mission for you. Go to court one day, because they're public. Go to court and sit in just one day. Just sit in one day and see the system that we have. And then let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation about how, if God were in court, what a difference it would make. If God was listened to, what a better world we would have. If God was obeyed, what a change would be in this nation and in God's world. If God was in court, have mercy, Jesus, what would he say? If you were on trial this morning, what would God say about you? If you were sitting there in the courtroom and God was pleading God's case about those times when God had your back, when God had your front, when God was all over you, what would you say? In those moments when you were down and out and there was no food on your table and you were worried about how you might pay the rent and how you might get the car started and where you might get food on the table and about those holy shoes you were wearing, I wonder, what would you say to God in that moment? What would you say when God said to you, and what do I require of you? Could you answer? Could you answer and say, proudly and loudly, Lord, whatever breath I had, with every ounce of energy I had, I tried my best to be just. I did my best to love kindness. And I did everything I could to honor you, oh God. Could you say that if you were in court today? Sisters and brothers, I want you to know, we are called to be a just people. We are called to be a loving people. And we are called to be a godly people. And only you can look at yourselves this morning, and only you can attest in your own court of appearance before the Lord where you are, what you have done, what you might need to change. Have mercy, Jesus. But I trust that if you could carry these words on your heart, each and every day that you walk, each and every day that you breathe, if you could get up in the morning and just have these words in the depths of your heart or some form of scripture built into your DNA, the world would be a different place. You would be a different person. Oh my Lord, the court system that we have today would be a different court system, because it would be God's court and not humanity's court. Because we are an imperfect people, and we do not get it right. Not some of the time, not part of the time. We don't get it right all the time. We have to work at it. We are not the court that God desires us to be. God desires us to be a people that is just, seeks justice, loves kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. Sisters and brothers, where are you at? Where are you at? What court would you prefer to be in? That of God's or that of humanity's? I want to be in God's court. I want to be in God's court. And so doing, I want to seek justice in every way and all ways I can. And I want to love you no matter what you may say or do or where you have been or who you've been with. I don't care. And I want to honor God in all that I say and do, even though there are times when it's a struggle, even though when I don't get it right, even when I know that I make mistakes. But I want you to know, by the grace and power of Jesus Christ, I can fall down, but I can get back up again. I can make a mistake, but I can be forgiven. I want you to know that God is asking God's people today to do what is right, what is true, and what is just. Amen.